Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we conclude our discussion on the concept of experiences. And when we began the week, I talked about this idea of experiences over things. And so the argument is that we all, or most of us anyway, have fairly limited resources. So we have to choose what it is that we want to do with the resources that we have. And the point I made is simply that experiences really stay with you. They help to build who you are. And when we talk about how are you going to spend those resources, you know, the idea of accumulating stuff, maybe that's not the best answer because stuff has a tendency to give you diminishing returns over time, right? Getting more stuff doesn't always equate to greater happiness, but somehow having unbelievable experiences in life and doing all those things that you dream about makes you a happier individual. So maybe it makes sense to dedicate more of your resources to the experiences in life. And if you're going to do them, we talked Tuesday about planning those experiences that you'd like to have, because if you don't plan them and if you don't put them on your calendar, you know, you're not going to take those vacations. You're not going to attend those events because the time's just going to go by and normal life is going to take over. So if you really and truly want to have those types of experiences in your life, you want to plan them out. And while you're planning them, you want to find the people that you truly enjoy being with that share your love of the adventures that you do, right? So if you have something in common with other people that share the passion for the experiences that you want to do in life, surround yourself with those people. Reach out to those people when you know that you're going to be doing something like that and have them join you. And don't be so confined by where you are from a locational standpoint. If there's something going on in another part of the country or in another part of the world, and you have the resources to get yourself there, do it. Make it happen. And yesterday we touched on pushing yourself to have new experiences. And that's a big part of it. Sometimes inertia just takes over in life. It's easier to just hang out on the couch or not get out of bed or, you know, to take that day and just simply relax instead of going out and doing something. So sometimes it takes a little bit of a push for you to get yourself out there. But once you get into that experience, you're 99% of the time you're happy that you did. So the thought for today is simply this, and that is tomorrow is never promised. If someone told you that you only have a certain number of days left in life, you'd probably try to have as many of those amazing experiences as you could with that time. Well, I'm here to tell you that you only have a certain number of days left. Now, that certain number could be one because we don't know what's going to happen, or it could be 20,000. But here's the thing. You don't know. That's it. Nobody knows which day is going to be their last. So why not make the most of the time that you have? And when that final day comes, you can leave the planet without regretting all the things that you should have done. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and ask them to subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to get on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just remember, you want to make the most of the time that you have left. And since none of us knows when that day will come, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you have no regrets. Do the things that you've always wanted to do. And so the message for this week, stop waiting and start doing.